You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report an arrest for simple battery and simple criminal damage to property. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office booked a motorist for reckless operation and speeding, with other arrests reported on outstanding warrants. The Department of Transportation and Development has announced a project to repair a portion of Highway 516 in Bienville Parish. The $2.8 million project will provide a mill and overlay, as well as roadway base repairs to Highway 516 from Highway 371 to Highway 792, a little over 3.5 miles of improvements. Work is scheduled to start on Thursday, June 15th, with the replacement of two cross drain pipes. This will require a road closure at each pipe location. The first location is about 2 miles east of Highway 371, the second about 3/4 of a mile east of that site. The road closure is expected to last about 2 weeks, weather permitting. Once that phase of work is completed, roadway construction will begin, during which intermittent lane closures will be necessary. The entire project is scheduled to be finished in the fall of this year, weather permitting. A 20% chance for showers today, high 94, northwest wind 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy overnight, low near 70, southeast wind 5 miles an hour. 60% chance of showers Saturday, high 92, west wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. 30% chance Saturday night, low 68, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance of showers Sunday, high 93, 30% Sunday night, low near 70, and that's the forecast. A meeting of the Webster Parish School Board is scheduled for Monday. Meetings scheduled to start at 6 o'clock Monday evening in the school board offices on Shepherd Street. On the agenda, recognize FBLA students Cameron Goodson and Lillian Jolly of Lakeside, who qualified for national competition, scheduled for Atlanta, Georgia, the last week of June. Recognize principals of the year. Consider approval to adopt a new job description for pre-K paraprofessional. Consider changing current policy that states non-tenured employees can be terminated upon superintendent's recommendation. Approval of an updating disciplinary hearing procedure. We'll hear from Cindy Thomason of accounting firm Allen Green & Williamson. A number of expenditures are also on the agenda. From the Consolidated District 3 Maintenance Fund, $3,479.87 to replace an engine on an Exmark mower for Lakeside, $45,025 to purchase playground equipment for the pre-K playground at Central Elementary, $683 to purchase two Chromebooks at Lakeside, $2,960 to purchase two 15-inch notebooks for Lakeside, $3,282 to purchase two slimline desktop PCs for Lakeside, $161.98 to purchase two POS printers to be used for attendance with J Canvas at Lakeside, $99.96 to purchase two desktop barcode scanners for attendance through J Campus at Lakeside, $2,500 to purchase an LED sign for Central Elementary. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, purchase a 22-inch string mower for $479.99. From the District 6 Half-Cent Sales Tax Fund, $1,497.16 for office furniture at Phillips Elementary Principal's Office, $3,982.36 for boiler repair at Minden High, $507 to purchase three office chairs for Phillips Elementary, $10,676 to paint the annex building hallway at Richardson, $19,961.50 for a change order for the new complex at the Minden High Softball. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $7,200 to install a mini-split HVAC system in the IT electrical room at North Webster Junior High. and the purchase cost of $4,000 to plant purple shrubs that will spell out NWJH at the east end zone at North Webster Junior High Football Stadium. From the Shongaloo Building Fund, $3,710 to replace and reprogram a gas valve and actuator at North Webster Lower Elementary. From the Spring Hill Maintenance Fund, $9,400 to paint the office area, hallway, and doors at Brown Upper Elementary. $22,247.60 to install 30-mil wear layer commercial vinyl plank flooring in the office suite at North Webster High School. $24,500 to install two new 5-ton HVAC units and duct socks at Brown Upper Elementary. $3,108.12 to repair a 2-inch water line at the playground at Brown Upper Elementary. $1,100 to repair an air handler at North Webster High School. And $4,400 to replace a boiler circulating pump at North Webster High. And we'll also hear various reports. The meeting Monday night is open to the public. The 7th Annual Grilling on Main is underway in downtown Minden. It's a National Barbecue Competitors Alliance sanctioned event. Events include the grilling contestant check-in goes on till 6 p.m. at Orleans on Main. Craft and food vendors will open at noon on Main Street. There'll be music on the stage starting at 7 p.m. A little grillers competition starts at 6 p.m. Cornhole tournament at Union and Broadway at 7 p.m. Competitor Cook's meeting at Orleans on Main at 7. The announcement of the Little Griller winners at 8 p.m. and fireworks at 9. On Saturday, the cooking competition starts at 6 a.m. There'll be craft and food vendors from 10 till 3. Tasting tickets go on sale for $5 at 10 a.m. There'll be coloring for kids at City Artworks from 10 till 2. Music from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. People's Choice Tasting starts at 11:30, and the winners will be announced at 5 p.m. Saturday evening. Street closures include Main Street will be closed from Fogle to Pine, Pearl Street closed from Monroe to Broadway, West Union will be closed from Monroe to Broadway. That'll be from 5 a.m. today, start through 10 p.m. Saturday evening. And tonight, a fireworks display. That will mean Pine Street will be closed from Green Street to Broadway from 8 until 10 p.m. tonight. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries invites the public to take part in its annual free fishing weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th. It's an opportunity for residents and visitors to fish Louisiana waters without an otherwise required fishing license. Now, while a license is not required, fishing regulations will be required, including size, season, catch limits, and gear restrictions. They'll all be in effect during the free fishing weekend. Vacation Bible School concludes tonight, 6 p.m. at First Baptist Church for kindergarten through the sixth grade. A meeting and cleanup day is scheduled for Saturday at the Shady Grove Cemetery. Shady Grove Cemetery meeting and cleanup day starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church will celebrate a church anniversary at 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Special guests, Pastor George Rice and Growing Valley Baptist Church. Church pastor is Reverend Billy Joe Hawkins. First Baptist Church Minden is holding registration for Ultimate Basketball Camp for children who've completed the first through the sixth grades and kindergartners who've completed 1 year of upward basketball. The camp will be held June 19th through 23rd from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. each day. The cost $50 per student. That includes a t-shirt, instruction, and snacks. Registration forms are available at the Church Family Life Center or call Rick Schreen at 377-9711. Graveside service for Sydney Allums, age 58. Service will be at the Pilgrim Rest Cemetery. Visitation is today, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Memorial service for Billie Jean Green, age 88, is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday at St. John's Episcopal Church. with Father Wayne Carter officiating. Survivors include two sons, including Joseph Henry Green of Minden, three grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ronnie Coker are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday at the Cypress Baptist Church in Benton, with Dr. Jarrett Stevens, Reverend John Freem, and Jason Rowland officiating. Survivors include his wife, Kelly Coker, his children, Peyton Coker, Nathan Coker, Abigail Lorenzen, and Hunter Lorenzen, and siblings, Mickey Hamilton, Lewis Coker, Vicki Holliday, Penny Morgan, and two grandchildren. Funeral services for Harvey J. Williams, Jr., age 42, are scheduled for noon Saturday at St. Rest Baptist Church. Burial will be in the Mount Comfort Cemetery. Visitation is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. All phone numbers on the Trading Post will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise mentioned. And all the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code 318 unless otherwise stated. Wanted, someone to patch a roof at 5217. Wanted, someone to patch a roof there at 5217. An estate sale going on 9 till 4 today and Saturday. 137 Stonewood. Estate sale till 9 till 4 today and 9 to 4 Saturday at 137 Stonewood. Wanted, some pool cue sticks. They're at 402-5690. Wanted, pool cue sticks. They're at 402-5690. A garage sale today and Saturday from 9 till 4 each day, 708 Theus. Garage sale today and Saturday, 9 till 4 each day, 708 Theus. There's a garage sale today and Saturday, 7 till 3 each day at 164 McDonald Road in Heflin. That's a garage sale from 7 till 3 today and Saturday, 164 McDonald Road in Heflin. And a garage sale today and Saturday, 9 till 4 each day. That's at 701 Lee Street. Garage sale today and Saturday, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. each day at 701 Lee Street. For sale, ladies' suits and pantsuits, along with men's shirts. And they have a heavy-duty coffee table they want a giveaway. 371-1838. That's for sale, ladies' suits and pantsuits, men's shirts, and to give away a heavy-duty coffee table. 371-1838. For sale, aluminum wheelchair ramp for $375. It will need to be disassembled. Call 584-0638. That's for sale, an aluminum wheelchair ramp for $375 to be disassembled. 584-0638. They have two bicycles for sale. They're 26-inch bicycles, a men's bike and women's bike. They're $80 each. 518-8138. That's two bicycles, men's and women's bicycles, 26-inch each. They're each for $80 a piece. Call 518-8138. Wanted, a pair of slip-on work boots. They can be regular or steel-toe, in size 10.5-11, 382-3985. Wanted, a pair of slip-on work boots, size 10.5-11. They can be regular or steel-toe, 382-3985. Wanted, a pageant gown, size 12-14, at 382-5334. Wanted, a pageant gown, size 12-14, 382-5334. If no answer, please leave a message. They have a boat with the motor and trailer for sale at 205-6890. That's a boat, motor, and trailer, all for sale at 205-6890. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV. Call 862-0244. They have a 2004 Cadillac SUV for sale at 862-0244.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.